And I saw in the right hand of him who sat upon the throne. I heard a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, saying, "Who is worthy to take the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was found worthy to take the book and to loose the seals thereof. And I wept much because no man was found worthy. And one of the elders said unto me, "Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed to take the book and to loose the seals thereof." And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God. And he came forth and took the book out of the right hand of him who sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is he. Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is he. Was and is to come. All creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Clothed in rainbows of living blessing and honor, strength and glory and power be to you, the only wise King. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Your name is power, strength, and living water. Such a marvelous mystery. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation for you. adore you. Amen.
Good morning. Oh, if you have your Bibles with you this morning, open your Bibles with me to John chapter 14. John chapter 14 is one of my favorite scriptures. How many know your pastor has a lot of favorite scriptures? Guess what? They're all my favorite. Hallelujah. You know why they're my favorite? Because they're from God to us. And when God gives us something, it's for our benefit. Hallelujah. So when I was looking at this, look with me in John 14, verse number 1. The Word of God says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Jesus is speaking. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, in the way you know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." Amen. And one of the things the Lord is speaking to my heart about, and I want to speak to you today about, and our text is found in Acts chapter 2, that I want to speak to you about is expanding the kingdom of God. And I want you to, if you got your notepad out and you got your pencil, I want you to write down these dates. The first date is April the 23rd through April the 29th. We will be joining in and ministering also at a tent revival that's going to be held at Red Front on the 23rd through the 29th. There's 15 to 20 different churches and pastors that are coming together, and this is an outreach to bring the body of Christ together, okay? We'll reach the lost in the midst of this, but the focus of this is to bring the churches together. And then on May the 3rd through May the 8th, we will have an outreach here, an outdoor service, which will have a different minister, a different worship team every night. And this is to reach the lost. This is outreach to the community. We've been praying over the community, and God is placing and orchestrating and putting these things together. So get those on your calendar and keep it in prayer, and we'll see just what the Lord's going to do. I believe we're getting ready to step into something that we've never witnessed before, and we'll never witness it again because we're in the last days. We're going to usher in his return. Amen. But today in Acts chapter 2, verse number 41, for our text this morning. "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and all that believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their bread with gladness and singleness of heart." And this is where I want to take your focus today, on verse number 47. "Praising God and having favor with all people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." The title of this morning's message is Mansion Expansion. giving God praise for the favor, giving God praise for the family of God, and giving God praise for the fruit that is coming. Can we ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of His Word? Father, we've gathered today to hear Your Word. Your Word declares that faith comes by hearing and hearing by Your Word. So, Father, I pray that the words that proceed out of my mouth will bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to everyone that's gathered here today. Your Word declares Your Word will never return unto you void. It'll accomplish what You sent it to do. So as Your Word goes forth today, we give You praise and glory for what it will accomplish. For we ask these things in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen and amen. So first thing they were praising God is for is they had favor with the people. Look at the one next to you and say, God's favor is upon your life. You know, when I was looking at this, the Lord reminded me, we sang a song a little earlier in praise about King David. And in 1 Samuel chapter 16, David was summoned by King Saul. And the Word of God declares that David would receive favor from the king. Amen? The Word of God says in 1 Samuel 16, verse number 21. It says, and David came to Saul and stood before him and loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And Saul said to Jesse, saying, let David, I pray thee, stand before me, for he hath found favor in my sight. And it came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul. Let me stop here a minute. Let me give some edification and understanding here. You know, the Bible says in John 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, okay? Okay, it was created by Him. Now God, when He even created the angels, He gave the angels a free will like God gave you and I a free will. And the angels decided to rebel against God, and they were cast out of heaven. God did not put the evil spirit upon Saul, but He allowed the spirit to be upon him because it was Saul's will. God isn't going to make the angels, and He's not going to make you and I do anything. That we worship Him freely. We give Him praise and glory freely. So there's no misunderstanding there. And then, listen to this. There's something about praise and worship. And that David took a harp and played with his hand, so Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. The devil can't stand praise. Amen. That's why the adversary is always trying to steal our praise. Amen. Because we enter His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. And I don't know about you, I'm not going to let him steal my praise. So he had favor with the king. And then we talk about the seed of David. Now look with me in Luke chapter 2. We're speaking, giving God praise for favor. In Luke chapter 2, we find Jesus, the seed of David. Hallelujah. Verse number 52. Remember in John 1:14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the only begotten of God, full of grace and truth. Amen. And the Word of God says in verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature. In other words, He had a good reputation. And in favor with God and with man. Amen. In other words, when Jesus had favor with man, when He had favor with God, He gave him favor with man. David had favor with God, which gave him favor with the king. And when you and I serve the Lord with all of our hearts, And we lead not to our own understanding. All of our ways we follow him because he directs our path. We find favor with God that brings us favor with others. You know, and Romans chapter 14, the Apostle Paul speaks about this. He reminds you and I, for the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, verse 17, but righteousness and peace and the joy in the Holy Ghost. James, when he came up here and shared for the children a little while ago, his feet were shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And the only way that you can have peace with God is through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus is the deliverer. He's the one that gives us the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding. So peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. You know something? When you have joy in the Holy Ghost and you have the joy of the Lord, the things of the world do not move you. Some people say, what are you laughing at? Because my word says this too shall pass. I believe God in his word. He said that all things are working together for the good to them that for them that love God, for them that are called according to his purpose, that God has a purpose and a plan in our lives. He has given us favor because we serve him, which gives us favor with others. And the word of God says in verse 16, we're talking about righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God. All right? And approved of men. That's where our favor comes from. Favor with God, favor with man. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and the things wherewith one may edify another. You know, there's enough tearing down in this world, and God has called you and I to build people up. God's called you and I to encourage one another. God's called you and I to comfort one another. No weapon that's formed against his church will prosper, and every tongue that rises up, we shall condemn, not the person that's saying it, but the words that are spoken. If the word doesn't align with God's word, it doesn't belong to you. Don't accept it and don't receive it. Cast down. Cast down every imagination that exalteth itself above the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I don't know about you, but I thank God for divine favor. Amen. I'm reminded of times in my life when God called me to do something. Because God called us to do it, his favor was upon us, and his favor was upon us. The favor was from man also, and God used man to provide to do what God wanted to do. Hallelujah. Look at the one next to you and say, you have the favor of God on your life. Hallelujah. Let me say something to you. You cannot operate in the favor of God until you get revelation that you have favor. You can only operate out of what you know you have. If you have a think-so mentality, you're going to get beat up every time. So what I'm saying is, hey, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Our battle isn't with man. Our battle is with spirits, and we have favor with man. Look the one next to you and say, I am blessed to sit beside you today because the favor of God is all over your life. Shake some on me, please. Give me some of your favor and I'll give you some of mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was speaking to me also here, praising God for the favor with all the people and for the family. Praise for the family. We just read a scripture that said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be there, you may be also. And I don't know about you, but I've been in mansions. Have you ever been in a mansion? I've been in a mansion. The saddest thing would be if you're in a mansion by yourself. You have this grand place this beautiful place, and you're by yourself. God says, those that gladly receive the word, you know, so look with me in Acts chapter 2. We're looking at giving God praise for our families. Our families belong to Jesus. Amen? And they're only going to come to him by us sharing the news of the gospel. The Bible says, and the Lord added to the church daily. Amen? Now, if you're dependent on the pastor and we're only meeting once a week, that would eliminate the daily, wouldn't it? Amen? So we all have a part. In Acts chapter 2, verse number 41, I'll go back there again. Luke is writing, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. Let me stop here a second. Baptized. If you're baptized into the body of Christ, you don't become, we're not being baptized into one another or into the church. We're baptized into the family of God. The baptism is an outward expression of what took place inside our hearts. The apostle Paul would say in Romans 10, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Man believeth unto righteousness the word of God, and with in the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So even on May the 3rd, every night, we're going to have this baptism going. We're having an outdoor service, and we're going to go ahead and dunk the people after they give their hearts to Jesus. We're going to baptize them into the family of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to have a Holy Ghost good time on this property. There's going to be something up for the children in the upper parking lot. We have different worship teams that are going to come every night, and different pastors are going to be ministering, and we're going to have a Holy Ghost good time here. And as this property and this Holy Ghost good time is going to spread out to the community, and people are going to be drawn, because God's going to draw them to his son. Amen. And all we're doing is saying victory is going to be won. But he says, there are them that gladly received his word and were baptized. The same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And when I was looking at mansion expansion, the Lord was showing me something. It's just simple. Go with me to Acts chapter 6 a minute. I'm grateful for multiplication. The word of God says in verse number 7, it says, and the word of God increased, and the numbers of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. Well, let me stop here. You know, God just doesn't want us to get them saved, but God wants us to raise them up. God wants us to teach them. God wants us to disciple them. And he will show me, as we're building of the family of God, we could use addition. You could say, oh, I'm going to wait for the pastor to do it. Well, let's say if I do it, 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 1 = 3. 3 + 1 = 4. 4 + 1 = 5. 5 + 1 = 6. You know, it's an addition. But if there's 10 of us, then 10 times 1 is 10. 10 times 2 is 20. 10 times 3 is 30. 10 times 4 is 40. You see how multiplication is faster than just addition? But he wants to say something else here. He said, not only did the word of God increase and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Let me say something right now. There's only one way to get to heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ alone. Mary can't get you into heaven. A priest cannot give you into heaven. And if the priests aren't trusting in Jesus Christ, they're going to hell also. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me, or by Jesus Christ. He's the only way. So when I was looking at that, we're talking about multiplication in our family. You know that the second and third generation is promised to the Lord? How many of you in here have family members that aren't serving Jesus? Come on. We all have somebody that's not serving Jesus. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I'm expanding the kingdom of God, I want my brothers and sisters to be with me. Amen. I want my nieces and nephews to be with me. All right. I want my my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. I don't have those yet. Thank the Lord that I'm so young I can't have great-grandchildren. Hallelujah. Ha ha. But in Acts chapter 11, turn with me to Acts 11. Kingdom expansion. Here we have Barnabas being sent out. Barnabas is an evangelist. And that's important that we have different ministers ministering to evangelize, because everyone has different gifts, different anointings. You know, I may be able to reach some, but I can't reach everyone. You can't reach everyone. God uses all of us to reach some. And the Word of God says in Acts chapter 11, verse 21, "And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came into the ears of the church, which is in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came, had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people were added unto the Lord." Amen. So we find that we're giving God praise for his favor. We're giving God praise for the family. And we're also giving God praise for the saved, such as should be saved. With this in mind, I'm saying giving God praise for the fruit. And the fruit I'm speaking about is Jesus said, look upon the fields, for they are white and they're ready for harvest. Amen. And he's talking about the harvest of souls. Amen. And we're bearing fruit of souls, sharing the gospel. Man is a sinner and heaven is free. God has loved, Christ died for you and me. If by faith you receive, you will live eternally. Ephesians 2, 8, 9, "For by grace you are saved by faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And when I was thinking about that, the Lord took me to Luke chapter 13. Are you with me? Amen. How many know that God's preparing us for something that's coming? Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm always I have a heart of expectations. Amen. Yeah. You know, the Word of God says, Jesus said in Luke 13, verse number 29. This reminds me of a great harvest. He said, "They shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last." And what Jesus was saying to me is not only are we to bring these people into the kingdom of God, but we're to accept them as family. Amen? In other words, this mindset that we're better than everyone else and they're not good enough to hang around me has to go. Jesus gave, who are you following? Are you following Jesus? Jesus said this, "The Spirit of the living God is upon me because he's anointed me to preach good news, to preach the gospel to the poor, to the captives, to the prisoners, to open the prison doors." Amen. "To preach acceptable year of the Lord. The Spirit of the sovereign God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good news." We have the best news for the bound, for the prisoners, for the captives, for the poor. Jesus. We have the problem, for the answer for every problem this world is facing. Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know, but you, that gets me excited. Can someone get excited here? Can we get excited about Jesus? Come on now. And let me say this to you. Excuse me. If you can't get excited here, you ain't going to get excited out there. Come on. Come on. Can we give God a shout of praise? Can we give him a shout of praise because he's put favor on our lives? Can we give him a shout of praise because he's given us a family of God? Can we give him praise because he's called us to bear fruit? That our fruit may remain? That whatsoever we ask the Father in his name, he gives it to us? Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that gets me a little bit excited. Amen. Amen. He says it, the Apostle Paul, writing to his student Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy 2. Hallelujah. Verse number 1. The apostle says this. He said, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Underline all in your Bible. For kings and for all. Underline all again. That are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have, underline in your Bible again, all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. I reminded what he says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, like some men count slackness, but as long suffered to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. And with this in mind, if you look with me at the end of the book, the last chapter, Revelation 22. Jesus is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He's the Genesis to Revelations. And everything in between. He says in verse number 16, Jesus is speaking. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto thee these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to you and I? If we're looking at this mansion expansion, he says, can we give God praise for the favor that he's placed on our lives? Can we give God praise for our family? Amen. You know, there's a way we go to the Lord. In other words, when your family members are doing things that you do not like, the Word of God says in everything, give thanks, for that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So you give God thanks in the midst of it, then the Holy Spirit can work in and through you to minister to your family. Because if you don't give God thanks, he doesn't enter into it, and then you operate in the flesh, and most of the times we cause more problems than good. So we give God praise for the favor. We give God praise for the family. We give God praise for the fruit that's being produced. You know, and we give God praise for the lost that are to be found. The Bible says in Matthew 18, verse number 11, for the Son of Man came to seek that which was lost. And maybe you're listening today and you do not know Jesus. The Word of God declares that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Will you call upon him today? Will you answer the call that's upon your life? And as you answer the call that's upon your life, all of a sudden the favor of God will come upon you. All of a sudden, the family around you will change. Not just your personal family. You'll be adopted into a new family. You become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And then all of a sudden, no matter where you're at in your walk with the Lord, God will use you to produce fruit in others' lives. So will you call on Him today? He said, well, if you call on Me, I will answer you. And I'll show you great and mighty things that you know of not. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful, Father God. We're grateful that You sent Your word here to accomplish something in this house. On Facebook, Father God, on the website, Father God. Your word has gone forth to accomplish something in every heart and every life. Father, I thank You, Father God. Say this prayer with me over Facebook as you're at home. Say, dear Jesus, come into my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I acknowledge that You died on the cross. You arose from the grave. You paid the penalty for my sins. You purchased me a place in heaven. Father, forgive my sins. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank You, Jesus, for saving my soul and making me whole. Now, Lord, my body is Yours. Fill me with Your Spirit, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for grafting me and drafting me and bringing me into the family of God. I thank You for the favor that's upon my life. I thank You for my family, Lord Jesus, my new family and my old. And I thank You for the fruit that is coming. And for the body of Christ, the Lord says and reminds you and I, if our gospel be hid, it is hid from them that are lost. Can you lift your hands to heaven? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask You, Father God, give me a fresh dose of the Holy Ghost that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel of peace. Use me, Father God, for Your kingdom and for Your glory, Father God. You did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, because we have the mind of Christ. Thank You, Father God, for all that You've done, all that You're doing, and everything that You're going to do, and we'll never cease to give You all the praise in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen.